ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The TSA is expecting to screen 17.7 million people this July 4th weekend. This coming off a headache-inducing week for weary travelers. More than 7,000 cancellations and delays across the country. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is at Newark International Airport.
It's crowded, but it's moving. And we spoke with a handful of passengers. One man telling us that he was anxious all week leading up to his flight. And a family saying they're just relieved theirs is on time.
United says flights are back on track after a week that saw that airline have hundreds of delays. The CEO of the airline facing criticism for jumping on a private jet when he couldn't get a seat on his own airline last week. In France, over 1,300 arrested in a fourth night of protests over the fatal police shooting of a teen of Algerian descent. At Cape Canaveral, a European telescope launched today to explore the mysterious and invisible realm known as the Dark Universe. And 25 people dead in West India, where police say a tire blowout caused a bus to lose control and crash into a road divider and burst into flames. This is ABC News. A social media mom influencer was sentenced Thursday after she was convicted on charges she made a false police report of an attempted abduction of her children and turned it into a viral social media post. ABC's Ariel Reshef reports.
A California judge sentenced Kathleen Sorensen to 30 days in jail and 60 days work release in December of 2020. Sorensen posted video to her Instagram page claiming Sadie and Eddie Martinez attempted to abduct her two children in a Bay Area Michaels parking lot. That video going viral. Prosecutors using the Martinez's statement and store security video to determine Sorensen lied about the whole ordeal. And Sorensen herself testifying at trial, there was no kidnapping that day.
The next generation of space telescope was launched this morning from Florida's Cape Canaveral. The European Space Agency's Euclid telescope, designed to make a 3D map of the sky beyond our galaxy for 6 years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Small towns in Wisconsin stand to benefit from a $1 billion federal investment in high-speed internet announced this week. Mike Moan reports.
The funding comes from the multi-year federal infrastructure law that was adopted in late 2021. Federal officials say more than 8 million households and small businesses in the U.S. are in areas where there's no high-speed internet infrastructure. In Wisconsin's Jefferson County, Deb Reinbold leads Thrive Economic Development and says it's welcome news for smaller towns.
It's a huge opportunity for the state. In today's interconnected world, broadband's not just a luxury, it's a lifeline, and especially for rural communities.
Reinbold says her area has seen progress thanks to separate grants in recent months, but she adds there are still some areas that need service, and there's hope the new funding will close remaining gaps. According to a statewide task force report, nearly 7% of Wisconsinites lack access to the SEC standard for download speed, and most of those residents are in rural areas. Reinbold, also a board member with the Wisconsin Rural Partners Group, says beyond helping rural residents and small businesses, the extra funding allows health providers in these communities to easily connect with patients.
Telehealth is also something that, you know, we're seeing such a significant investment in from our area medical clinics and hospitals. Honestly, the impact is very widespread.
Wisconsin's Public Service Commission will be in charge of distributing the grants. In a statement, it says it will ensure the funding goes to where it's needed as quickly as it can while maintaining transparency and being stewards of taxpayer dollars. Mike Moan, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wisconsin, wipe the dust out your eyes, because me and Earl is back on Monday morning on your drive. Earl?
So that's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
That's an opening.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, my man, Gilbert Brown's back in the house. Gilbert, man, it's good to see you.
Hey, man, it's good to be seen. We had a big storm come through last night and took out my power and took out my internet. But they can't hold a grave digger down, baby. We going to find a way to get on the show.
You know, man, as the old saying, it's good to be seen and not viewed, you know. Cause
that happens with you a lot, Earl. You know, if you was cute, but you got face for radio, which don't need to be seen.
Man, hey man, listen, man, listen. I was just listening to this cat, man. Sometimes I think maybe you picked the wrong sport.
What are you talking about, Earl?
Giannis has a $250 million contract.
Oh my God.
Hey, man.
Oh,
hey,
my man. God.
You cats pound each other around, beat each other up, playing all that cold weather. And the basketball players make the
That's the thing I'm talking about, Earl. It's been a battle from middle school, high school, college, and pro. Basketball versus football. And sometimes basketball always wins out. If it's with the girls, the big old tall dudes win out. If it's not with the money, the big old tall dudes win out. I mean, look at your boy on what's your boy name to be on TV? Jalen Rose.
Yeah. Good dude.
He got more dye on his face and head than the people at the Ink Factory.
Hey, he's got more hair dye than you.
Watch out, man. Watch out.
And that's a whole lot.
Watch out. I can talk about my Michigan brother. You can't.
Man, but I tell you, that is one good brother.
Oh man, he's salt of the earth, man. I see him. He be moving and shaking, man, making things happen, not just for himself but for other people.
I take my hat off to him, man.
I mean, you go back and you look at that Fab Five they used to have.
Oh yeah,
dominate. Remember they used to dominate Wisconsin.
Yeah,
dominate. Yeah. Them shorts. They started the long shorts movement.
You
got out of them. got out of them shorts, them shorts where you're looking at. If you dunk, something gonna fall out.
Yeah, well, you know, those are the kind of shorts I used to wear.
I could tell, Earl. I could see you walking around somebody's barbecue and sit down and something fall out. Hey,
man, this is a family show, man.
I'm just saying, man.
Hey, man. You know, Gilbert, on a serious note, man, I read a really, man, touching article about a young man that you've been in his life and his family's life. Man, this is under the helmet with the gravedigger, man. I don't want you to blow your own horn. Let me toot it. Let me blow your horn for you, man. Because this story, man, I shed a tear, man, after reading that story last week or week before last, I think it was. And I hated that I had a cold, because it was the one thing I wanted to talk about with you and make sure that the audience was aware of. And there's this young man now who was born with missing one arm. And what was his other? Was it the, can't remember. I don't know if it's the other arm was short or something else, man.
I can't never explain it right because it's hard to. I don't know. He really doesn't have any arms. To tell you the truth. You know, it's kind of hard to explain. You know, some people get to the point where they call it like a flipper arm or something. I don't like doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I just like to say he has a disability that he make work.
Well, he clearly, that's all I can say. He clearly has made things work. You've been involved with him and his family since the age of what?
I think I've been around him since he was 6 months.
6 months. He's now 17 years old.
Yes, sir.
And Gilbert, we hear people, all of us, you know, people have maladies, man. People are born with different challenges in life. And we hear people who, you know, got two arms, two legs, and are healthy. And they complain all the time. I ain't got enough money. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. You run a foundation, man, that is earmarked to working with people who struggle and all those kinds of things. Does it ever bother you sometimes when healthy people complain all the time about this and about that, and then you know all these people who struggle through life and succeed?
It's tough, Earl. I mean, we bitch about everyday processing, everyday doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this cat, man, he goes, he's like one of my heroes, man. His attitude, his determination, I put him above some of the top football players I know.
With his mental toughness,
is everything. Just because he's at a disability in life,
right? Physical disability,
and it can't be fixed,
right?
And he's still doing what he got to do, man. This cat, man, I tell you, he's learning how to drive with his disability. He's played football with his disability.
Yeah, he's a kicker.
He did track. He did all. He wanted to be a normal cat, but he can't. He has to have a surgery every so many months or years in between for this rod in his back that has to be, as he grows, has to be extended.
Right.
Tell me about somebody that's bitching about a I ain't got no money. You tell me about somebody that's bitching about this, that, or the other with two arms and two legs. This kid, man, is my hero. I ain't his hero. He's my hero. He's my determination of getting up in the morning doing what I do, because I must tell myself, what would Caden do? Would he sit around and cry about this situation? Would he get off his ass and get something done? That's what I'm talking about.
You know, Gilbert, when I saw the photo of your foundation and others who came together to purchase a vehicle for this young man. Mm-hmm. Now, you're talking about he wants to be independent, right? The vehicle will make him totally independent. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. The thing that happened about it was, you know, he got another brother, another sister and everything. Everybody doing what they got to do. But, you know, regular family in Wisconsin, they ain't got no money to buy this kid no car.
Right.
So when I heard this cat was walking to work, I said, oh no, not my homeboy. I got off my ass and did something for my homeboy so he ain't gotta walk to work. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He already doing what he got to do. I need the help. And that's what we did over at the Gilbert Brown Foundation. Period.
You know, Gilbert, clearly you wouldn't have come on and talked about the story.
I wouldn't. You had me tied up, hog tied, and told me, we're going to do something. So,
well, man, I've been thinking about the story since I read about it. And he's not just
Earl. You know the things I do. I ain't looking for no money. I ain't looking for no recognition. I ain't looking for nothing. You know what I want? Just that smile. That's all I need.
You know, man. That young man. Not only that, that young man does things for other people, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, we was giving away bikes for disabled children. This kid got off his tail and helped me give away some bikes. Spent time his Saturdays, his Fridays, helping me give other kids with disability bikes. And I ain't even ask him.
Right.
He come to me and said, can I help? I said, boy, you do what you want to do.
Yeah, man.
I love that kid, man. It is
a really interesting story. And I don't know where they can find that story, Gilbert. What's the guy who does the writing for Robin? You? That's yeah. Robin? They can go to him.
Yeah, it's, Robin.
Robin what?
Yeah. Robin, I think it's Wisconsin Heroics. I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, Wisconsin Heroic. Yeah. But if you want an encouraging story, if you're down and you think all the chips are stacked against you and it's difficult for you to get up in the morning, you need to read this story.
How about after the break, Earl, we'll find out what Robin writes all this stuff so everybody can start reading it. Just because, you know, I can go through life without anybody telling me anything, man. So I appreciate it. I appreciate Robin doing what he does, man. I love that cat because that cat puts it down for us.
It's a great story. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And my voice is back on the
They're
early.
Great, too.
So we'll be right back.
Firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 71. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 79. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Heavy D, y'all. In the house. Once again. Make you comfortable. Big love for both.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means under the helmet with the grave digger, none other than Gilbert Brown is on the line, man. So Gilbert, before we went to break, man, you know, we had talked about this heart-wrenching story about a young man whose life you've been engaged in with his family since he was 6 months old. This young man is born with what they call a flipper, and because one of his arms, there is no arm, and the other one is not even a forearm. And this young man has been doing and dedicating his life to serving and helping other people. And so you, Gilbert, this young man now is 17 years old. He's not a boy anymore. And he works, and you noticed the young man didn't have, he told you he walked to work, and you made your contacts and was able to help purchase a vehicle for this young man to get back and forth to work. And the story was written by a young man that you want to tell us about, another young man.
I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where, you know, my foundation, my mission statement is to help children, you know. It can be from cancer. It can be from depression. It can be from bullying. It can be from disabilities. It can be from a lot of different things that my foundation does. And at the end of the day, what's so great about my teammates is if I pick up the phone and ask them to come help, they come running.
Right.
it's to the point where it's a for us, some people might say, oh man, you know, we got some work to do. But then again, we miss that camaraderie in the locker room.
Right.
And this is why the guys are coming, is because we miss each other. And in order for us to see each other, we doing good for someone else. That's what a Green Bay Packer is all about.
You know, man, you talked about that camaraderie. That will stay with you guys for the rest of your lives, right? Because, you know, Willie Davis and them, even to the end of his life, whenever the Packers had a game, a big game in Green Bay, all them cats, if they could barely walk, they made it there, man. And I don't care how many times over those years them cats got back together, time and time and time. And so is it just like yesterday when you get together?
You know what, man? I love seeing Jerry Kramer turn the corner and see Dave Robinson.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like, oh, no matter what they've been through or what happened to them or whatever, you can feel the love between those two.
You mean even to this day?
Even to this day.
You know, Gilbert, part of it has to be, because I watch those guys, and those guys are two of a few that are left, right? Their circle gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, every year, man. I mean, Bart Starr was a great individual to be able to know.
Right.
And meet. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Humble.
And he was an integral part of the Green Bay Packers and that tradition that was pushed down through the years. He started it as a player.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Losing him. And then seeing these guys when they do get together, Boyd, Dollar, all these guys, you know, even Lynn Dickey and then his crew through the year,
right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? And it's kind of like I sit around and I'll go back and forth with Lynn Dickey because we got a connection. Lynn Dickey went to Kansas State. I went to Kansas. So we can be going back and forth about the college rivalry. It's that love, that connection that an old guy and a younger guy get, but it's all still in that locker room of the Green Bay Packers, matter what age you are.
Well, you know what, Gilbert? You and your generation pretty soon are going to be the elders as these cats start to fade away. That's the way the life cycle is. And so all those years that you guys were, you know, seeing Bart and them, man, Willie Davis and all them cats, these younger cats going to be seeing y'all. And y'all,
you know what's hard about that? You know what's hard about that, Earl, is that over the years, you lose some people.
Right.
And off that team, I believe we lost three, Fritz Schirmer, Reggie White, and Wayne Simmons. Three integral parts of us winning that Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the suck part about it.
Well, you know though, Gilbert, imagine. People just try to imagine the first Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl. Green Bay Packers won the first two Super Bowls. And that group and all of them. There's only a hint.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The TSA is expecting to screen 17.7 million people this July 4th weekend. This coming off a headache-inducing week for weary travelers. More than 7,000 cancellations and delays across the country. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is at Newark International Airport.
It's crowded, but it's moving. And we spoke with a handful of passengers. One man telling us that he was anxious all week leading up to his flight. And a family saying they're just relieved theirs is on time.
United says flights are back on track after a week that saw that airline have hundreds of delays. The CEO of the airline facing criticism
for jumping on a private jet when he couldn't get a seat on his own airline last week. In France, over 1,300 arrested in a fourth night of protests over the fatal police shooting of a teen of Algerian descent. At Cape Canaveral, a European telescope launched today to explore the mysterious and invisible realm known as the Dark Universe. And 25 people dead in West India, where police say a tire blowout caused a bus to lose control and crash into a road divider and burst into flames. This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. So, Gilbert, the Packers are playing the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, man, my memories as a young boy and first getting turned on to football as a young boy. The Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. Man, family together, you know, my entire family together, cousins, everybody, mother, you know, cooking that big meal. I didn't realize just how hard she was working until I started trying to do something like that. And getting everybody together around noon. That games used to be around 2 o'clock then. And knowing that the Green Bay Packers with Bart Starr and Willie Wood and Herb Attlee and Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor and Bob Skowronski and Jerry Kramer and Ray Nitschke and what was the cat's name? Tight end
Max.
No, Max McGee Max was McGee. Wide receiver. Tight end. I forgot his name, man. But on and on and on. And man, as a young man, watching those games is my first love of football on Thanksgiving. And it used to be every year, it was the Packers and the Lions on Thanksgiving. The greatest day of the year to watch football was the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. They're bringing that back.
Let me break it down to you, Earl. First of all, how could you tell which team was which when y'all was watching it black and white?
That's what made it, man.
Because that's not if it's like what you say it is, you just coming off of leather helmets and stuff. So it was just like. How can you tell which team is which when you don't know the color of the team? Because your TV was black and white.
Well, because one team had a lion on the side of the helmet. The other team had a G on it. So that's how you could tell the difference. But what it was, Gilbert, was tradition.
Yes.
Football is about tradition. Is it or is it not? When you talk about pro football.
And tradition is the deep. Not long is the Detroit Lions playing on Thanksgiving. Love them or hate them, they had to play on Thanksgiving because they were the Thanksgiving team. Them, and then, you know, Dallas.
And Dallas.
In somewhere
and
because,
later on Dallas,
because
right.
Because they had to be America's team, which is crap. But, of course, you know, Dallas is Dallas and Detroit Lions and Detroit Lions. But as far as tradition, two of the most storied franchises in the NFL have most of all of the tradition. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of those teams have the biggest fan base, one of the biggest fan bases in the NFL.
Both kind of smaller towns.
There you go.
You know, Kansas City,
One known for barbecue, one known for cheese.
Man, Kansas City, Lynn Dawson, Willie Lanier.
Oh, my God.
I love the Chiefs because the Chiefs were the first team that had white shoes, man. Everybody else.
Wasn't your boy with the Chiefs, Fred Williamson?
Fred Williams. Fred the Hammer Williamson. The first one who wore white shoes, man. And in the first Super Bowl.
I used to love to see him and Jim Brown in them black exploitation movies. Oh, my God.
I was watching one.
That was clean brothers then. I had the Afro type. They were smacking around people.
I was watching one the other night, man. But anyway,
which
man,
one?
Anyway, let's get to this, man. It's what? This is June, the end of June. You're getting ready in a month. Camp starts.
Gilbert,
what are you feeling? What are the players feeling at this time? They've had the rookie camp. Now everybody is, you know, left alone, and now you're really working out. If you're looking to make the team, you're working every second of every day, right? I mean, you can't do nothing but think about the game right now.
Just about her. I mean, I used to be guilty of telling myself I'll wake up today. Let's say that on today and say, man, I better get up and start working out, man. You know, And then the day get away from you. And then the next day, oh, man, I better get up and start working out. So by the time camp come around, you be like, man, I should have worked.
I know, but
it's dedication.
Yeah, but you already had a name for yourself. I'm talking about these young guys trying to make it, man. That's all. They got to lock themselves up, right?
I mean, being a rookie, being a unrestricted rookie, being a guy that's just trying to get on a team, undrafted guy.
Right.
You best to be in the lab doing what you're supposed to do. You got to, man, just because you don't know what's expected of you. You don't know if you're going to make this team or not. So you got to put it down before you put it down.
So it's got to be hard for a guy, Gilbert, because once they make it to Lambeau Field or any of the other pro teams and somebody called them and said, we want you to come and try out. These are all guys who've been stars wherever they've been.
Yeah.
Right? They never had to worry about if I'm going to make it. They were the star wherever they were. I mean, is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this. That first preseason game, but as a Green Bay Packer, which no other team can say this because everybody else sucks. As a Green Bay Packer, your first game is family night.
Right, right.
Because in Green Bay Packer world, it's standing room only on family night.
Yeah, but Gilbert.
That's just a scrimmage for anybody else. So, but that's a full-fledged game for us.
But during your time, they hit on family night, right?
Oh, it's a scrimmage. Yeah.
They're not really hitting now.
I don't know about now. I don't even want to watch it now. But I know. Back when we played, it was a controlled ass whooping going on.
How can you control a whooping?
Because now everybody out there, your girlfriend that finally came up and seen you after, and now you get to be whooping somebody's tail in front of everybody that you love. And everybody that's watching you and the media is critiquing you. So you got to go out there and put it down, man. You can't go out there and say, oh, this is just another practice. No.
Let me ask you. So the coaches kind of know. They've been watching guys.
Yeah.
They kind of know who's got the skill sets. And now almost. They want to see, huh?
Almost, Earl. Almost. Okay. Because when the lights come on, when there's people in the stands, you get a different player from where you see that guy just going through the motions in practice. You see what I'm saying? So now they go, that's why they do what they do, because now they want to see what you do when the lights come on, before the real lights come on. You see what I'm saying?
So, now, because you've been out there, so we're trying to get the fans and the people listening to try to comprehend what that means when the light comes on. So when you're on the practice field and they're timing you and you running hard and you think you're giving it your level best and everything you got, it's levels to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. There's a switch that you got to turn on, Earl.
Does everybody have a switch?
No, they don't. That's why they get cut. You got to understand, Earl, when you're out and you're running a route. Let's say you're running a route, but you run a 4.5 or 4.6. But when game time come on,
it better be 4.4.
You running a 4.3 or 4.4. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to be able to show that, or you're gonna get cut. You got to be able to be a man and take that double team on. If you don't take that double team on, you're gonna get cut.
Well, a double team is a whooping.
What I just say, a controlled ass whooping.
Hey, man.
Now, when it comes on Sunday, when it comes up on Sunday, it's an unleashed ass whooping.
Did you ever take one?
A what?
A whooping.
An ass whooping?
Yeah.
No, I give them. I don't take them.
Even in a double team?
I give them. I don't take them. I was a grown-ass man amongst boys out there, Earl. Mama Brown ain't make no pump.
You know, man, I just wonder, man, you know, when these guys, they're working hard, man, they're putting it all. And even back then, you guys had 6 preseason games, Gilbert.
It was a lot of preseason games.
Yeah, you had 6 preseason games.
Earl, let me explain something to you. We had St. Norbert's.
Right.
The college. In the hallway. When it's so quiet and you can hear somebody walking down the hallway in your dorm room.
Right.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, you hear that, man. You can hear them knock on the other guy's door and say, hey, man, when you get up this morning, grab your playbook. The coach want to see you. Dog. And that Grim Reaper for us was Reggie McKenzie. He would come knock on your door and tell you, hey, man, the Grim Reaper want to see you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He one time they knocked on my door. I said, oh, Lord.
That's
he opened the door. I said, hey, man, what you want, man? What you want? Hey, man, let me get your stuff today. We need to see your stuff today. Okay, okay.
Let me ask you, man. It's got to be heartbreaking, you know, when you leave it all out there. You know, like I said, they used to have 6 preseason games. So yeah. So everybody would get a real chance. In 3 preseason games, everybody really can't get a fair shot, right?
It's up to you, Earl. You've been taught from day one. Every time you put your hand in the dirt is your opportunity to shine. So it's on you. You can't get mad at them if you're not doing your job, hey, Gilbert, and taking hold of your responsibility.
I know, but you guys see it that way. Is it that they're not doing what they should do? Or is it just that they're not getting enough time to get to show what they can do?
Earl, if they tell you, you only got 4 plays to make us love you, you better take those 4 plays and do something.
You can show them in 4 plays?
I can show them in 2.
Hold that thought, man. Hold that thought. Got to go to a break.
I'm a bad man.
I know, man, but what about the other guys? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's under the helmet with the gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, so the Grim Reaper knocks on the door. And guys that you've become friends with, guys you've been pulling for, guys who, you know, let's say defensive tackles and the guys you connected with, defensive linemen, and you kind of build a fraternity, right? These young guys you've been around, they're watching you, they're learning, and you're pulling for them. And how's it feel, man? You got, you know, when the guy don't make it.
It's one of those days where you come in the locker room and their locker's cleaned out because you didn't know.
Right.
You didn't know. They didn't know. I mean, I ain't gonna say his name. I had one cat that we was thick as thieves together, man. My first couple years in Green Bay. And he had a swim move that could not be unmatched. He would beat you off the line, and some of the offensive linemen was still in their stain.
So he'd get under him.
That all was good until one day we went in and we had to do a tested. So me and him was together the whole summer working out, doing what we had, because I used to stay in Green Bay. I ain't go home.
Right.
So we get in there and we have a bench test. The defensive lineman got to do a bench test. So we, you know, some guys warming up, whatever. Reggie would get under there. They put 315. Our bench test was 315, not 225, 315. Reggie would get under there, pop out about, I don't know, 20, 25.
Yeah, he was a strong
man. At 315. I get under there. I'm getting about 18, 19. My homeboy that I love to death, he gets under there. They take it off the, you know, you got a spotter. They take it off the rack.
Right.
It goes straight to his chest. It goes straight to his chest and don't move. Oh, come on. They put it back on the rack for him. That end of the day, I ain't see him no more.
Was he a veteran?
Over a bench test.
Was he a veteran?
No, he wasn't a veteran. Oh, he was okay. A young guy.
Yeah.
He was gone. I ain't never seen him again.
You know, man, you know, Gilbert, as we ramp up towards the season, I can't wait, man, till we get a chance to talk about what happens after the games and all those kind of things, because in the twinkling of an eye, it'll be here, right? The games and all that stuff going to be here.
You know what, Earl? There is no other team that you can get your confidence up. You got to get your mind right to open up with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, man. Man.
There are no other team that you get. They the get right team. We need to get right. So let's pick the Chicago Bears to get right.
Look, man. Opening game, the Packers and the Bears.
Hey, guess what? In a couple weeks, I think in July, I got to go do a softball game. Me. A softball game. Well, guess who? Mike Singletary of the Chicago Bears.
Here was a guy who was undersized. Mike Singletary wasn't a big man, was he?
Mike Singletary, he goes into that realm of wow. I mean, you look at a middle linebacker like that, and you think of, well, when did Ray Lewis and all them boys get that tenacity, that fire?
Yeah,
that,
but Ray Lewis was a big man. Mike Singletary was kind of a short guy. Gilbert, I don't think he weighed more than 225.
Don't get it twisted though. Them little guys, look at Sam Mills.
Oh yeah.
Sam Mills was a monster at 5'9", 5'8".
Right.
Don't tell me a little guy, they get caught up in all this 6'5", 6'. Don't tell me you can never measure a man's heart. Never.
Gilbert, you know, they probably couldn't play today.
I beg to differ, man. I beg to differ.
Look the lineman, Gilbert, 320.
I know some dudes that's 5'5" and knock your teeth out.
I know, man. But I'm not a
Knock
pro football
your teeth
player.
Out.
But I'm not a pro
now,
football
we talking
player.
No, we ain't talking about you, Earl. You 5'2" and you 5'2" and gray hair. You ain't knocking nothing out but a sandwich.
You know, you know, man, you know, if they look today at the stats, the physical stats of that same man you talking about, great Hall of Fame. Player, Mike Singletary, because I saw him play all in his career. They would say too small.
They would, but you got to give him, by his play, you got to give him an opportunity to see what he can do. And he going to show you. Remember I told you about them four plays?
Right.
Singletary will show you in 2-2. He'll show it to you. Just give him a lead. If anybody know what a lead is where the quarterback drops back, the fullback is coming through the hole with the tailback coming right behind. a great linebacker is going to stone that fullback in the hole so that running back will run right up his back and go nowhere.
Oh, okay.
That's a Mike Singletary staple play.
So Gilbert, right now the Packers, number 74, he's defensive. He's an offensive tackle. He's a left tackle, I think, or a right tackle for the Packers. Just signed that big
contract.
Right tackle. Big guy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Yeah.
He coming through that hole, and Singletary weighs 230. Singletary got his hands full.
Oh, he got his hands full, but guess what? Big boy going to have his hands full, too. Because if Singletary get up under that chin, it's old. It's all about leverage. It's all about leverage. And that boy had leverage, man. And he had the heart to play. And I'm talking about a Chicago Bear, too. I'm about to throw up.
Hey Gilbert, man, we at the end.
Nitschke had it, too, now.
Hey Gilbert, we at the end.
Look at this, man. Time flies when we're having fun.
Yeah, it does, man. It's always good to see you. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll be in touch. Hey, I got to talk to you about what we talked about earlier. So I'm going to reach out to you later on this afternoon.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Calvin, I'll let you.
That's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams.
Big Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy is here. We'll be back.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.
I'm Dave Penn.